everyone. This is the November 7th Intuitive Guidance Psychic Podcast, and I am Dana Marie. Thank you so much for listening today. For those who are unfamiliar to this podcast or have not heard about me before, if this podcast is somewhat new to you, this is a podcast in which I answer a couple of questions for free intuitive readings. Plus, there's always a topic or a subject that we go into, talk about, discuss along the lines of anything considered metaphysical or spiritual. And we just have fun during this podcast. And this podcast is basically recorded only twice a month. And today is November 7th, as I said. So the next podcast should be in about 2 weeks from now, just before Thanksgiving. And this podcast is about, well, actually, it is 3 years old. even though the earlier recordings or the earliest recordings are no longer available, they just sounded so god-awful. It's just bad. And if you're wondering what that humming noise is in the background, I have my heater on. It's a little brisk outside. It's fall. It's a little nippy out. And plus, the heater acts as a buffer, if you will, to shield any outside noises. So, if you could bear with that, I appreciate it. And as you can probably tell, I am a horse. My voice is horse. It's been a very eventful week. For those who follow baseball, the Yankees recently won the World Series for the 27th time, their 27th World Championship title. Being that I am from New York and raised in the Bronx and became a Yankee fan over 30 years ago, well, it's been a very eventful week. I did not go to any of the postseason games, however, last Sunday, the Yankee organization was kind enough to open doors to all fans to sit during a televised game when the Yankees were in Philadelphia. This was game 4, actually. And it was for free, well, except for the food, of course. Don't eat the hot dogs. It's so not worth it. So I went to the free viewing of game 4 on the big, huge Jumbotron with several thousand other diehard Yankee fans, and that was fun. The electricity and the energy of being there, even though the teams were in Philadelphia, for the Yankees to open the doors to the stadium, to the new stadium, actually, to fans to view the game was pretty electrifying. The energy was like, you know, the game was right there, basically, on the field, but we were watching it on the screen. And when the Yankees won game 6... they were playing at home, of course, and I didn't have tickets, but I got myself down there, got myself over there to the stadium after work, and I stood outside gate 6 with a few hundred thousand other people, a few hundred fans, and if you look up above the entrance to gate 6, you can see another huge screen on the wall in the inner or inside credenza of the stadium. And if you just look, you can see the whole game. And I stood there for about maybe an hour and a half or two until the game ended and partied and celebrated. And now I'm paying for it. I came down with a cold and my voice is hoarse. So and I was distracted for the past week. So I know a few of you have reserved personal forecast readings for 2010. The good news is that I've completed about 5, but I still have about 7 to go. So you'll definitely get your forecast reading. I am hoping before Thanksgiving. That's my objective here, is to get the pre-orders done before Thanksgiving. And then after Thanksgiving, probably around the beginning of December, I am going to bring back or let everybody know that now you can reserve forecast readings going forward until January 31st of next year. But for the pre-orders that I did receive, 12 of them, which was surprising to me, I was like, holy cow. And then I got sidetracked with some things going on here at home, and then the Yankees got into the playoffs and so on and so forth. I managed to get through 5. I'm going to complete at least 2 today. The forecasts are audio, so 90 minutes actually of what you can expect or look forward to or anticipate or be aware of for the 12 months of 2010. And I guess people were really jumping on the bandwagon to get their forecast readings early, so I do apologize for any delays, but I am getting them done as quickly as possible for the pre-sales that came through over a month ago, and then I'll open up the orders again for, or shall I say, I'll take a new request after Thanksgiving. Okay, so enough about my rambling, but at least you know what I've been up to for recently, since the last podcast. Things have changed, and I still haven't moved yet. That's a different story. Anyway, let's talk about our podcast today. The subject we're going to talk about first is the art of psychic shielding. Next, I have a reading request for A.N. Next, I have a couple of psychic events to talk about. Next, I have a reading request for Beth, and today's message is education and your life purpose. Alrighty. The reason why I wanted to talk about the art of psychic shielding pretty much relates to the topic I discussed for the last podcast, which is about the aura. And what I've been hearing all over the place lately is that people are, as we're becoming more sensitive, many more people are just under, shall we say, psychic attacks or taking on, let's say, unwanted energies from other people, or maybe there could be a resident energy within a home that could be considered toxic. And you know, if you're sensitive, you'll go into that house or office or space, and if that resident energy is there, it might attach itself to you, because when you're psychically sensitive, you become very vulnerable, and then all sorts of things could happen. And the psychic attack is basically the worst thing that can happen to anyone, especially if you're a sensitive. Now, have I ever been psychically attacked? I don't think so, at least not to my knowledge, but I always shielding myself in the white light to protect myself from any unwanted invaders, invasions, or intruders. So this is why I wanted to talk about the art of psychic shielding and how it is so easy and so uncomplicated. It's basically mind over matter, and as long as you have the faith and the belief that you are always psychically shielded, then you don't have to worry about dark forces or unwanted entities or dark energies attaching itself to you. A psychic shield is basically a layer of energy which is placed around you to protect you from different kinds of psychic attacks or unwanted energies. And in essence, we do pick up energy, as I said, from other people. Even without knowing that we are picking up that energy. Let's say, for instance, you go into work, or you may be going to a class, and the person sitting next to you is just downright moody, they're having a really crappy day. They may not tell you, or that person may not tell you, they may not even show it, but you can instinctively sense something is wrong, or something is off, and you're like, ugh. And there's this feeling of this icky, sticky layer or debris or residue that suddenly comes upon you, and you're like, what on earth is this? And then you begin to feel crappy and moody and not wanting to deal with anybody at any particular moment. The moods or emotions from others may bleed over onto us, and you could end up feeling angry or sad, tired or depressed, or whatever the other person is feeling. And you may not even know from the get-go where this emotion or this feeling originally came from. And unfortunately, there are those who will deliberately send negative energy to others. It's not a nice thing to do, but you know how sometimes when, like, say for instance, you're really mad at someone, you're really, really angry, you're really pissed off, and you're like, you know what, I wish that person gets sick, you know, I wish that person breaks a leg, you know, I wish that person has a bad headache, you know, whatever. Your thoughts can very well manifest into any type of physical, anything physical, anything toxic to the other person and vice versa. So don't ever wish for someone to die. Not that they will necessarily do so, but, you know, that can come back to haunt you in a big way. Don't wish for anyone to get sick. Don't wish for anyone to die. Don't wish for anything bad to happen to anybody. Because whether or not it happens, it always comes back to you. And that's even worse than someone initially, you know, attacking you psychically. You know, there's a thing called karma, so you have to be very careful when you do something like that. Just don't do it. And you might ask yourself, okay, I get that. You know, we pick up other people's emotions and feelings and energies like sponges. We sometimes get this icky tar on us energetically. But, I mean, so why shield? Why even bother creating a psychic shield if this stuff is going to happen? Well, that's the key. It's for your own protection. And even though you could be the most friendliest person in the world, and you don't have any enemies, and you live with very nice people, and, you know, you have great friends, you still need some sort of psychic protection. You still need some layer of white light energy to deflect any unknown or unseen entities, especially if they're negative, coming towards you. This is why you need to create a psychic shield, to protect yourself from negative thoughts and emotions. And by doing so, you're really keeping yourself from being affected by those unwanted emotions and energies. And when you do a psychic shield, just notice the difference it makes, as opposed to not protecting yourself through any kind of psychic shielding. And let me give you an example before I lose my thought over here. Let me give you an example of how you can easily create a psychic shield. And I'm not looking at any notes. This is just coming from me based on my own experience. However you want to create a psychic shield is entirely up to you. But in my case, this is a little practice that I do all the time, every day, before I go to work, when I come home at night, before I do readings, before I go to psychic fairs, before anything having to do with the public, anything having to do even with myself, even if I'm alone, I'm always shielding myself psychically or energetically. So if you can just imagine, or if you wish to do this with me, feel free. If you're sitting down, that's wonderful. Sitting down in a comfortable position with your feet firmly planted on the floor, hands at your sides, taking a deep breath, breathing out, making sure that your body is completely relaxed, and then you take another deep breath, close your eyes, and if you can just visualize a ball of white, radiating, glowing energy circling and swirling just above the top of your head. Just maybe a few inches above the crown chakra, you see this energetic, bright, brilliant ball of white light energy. And if you can just see that ball pouring like liquid down through an opening at the top of your head, which will be the crown, and you see that white light energy basically cascading downward, downward, covering all of your major and minor chakra points, covering all of your meridians, covering every fiber, every muscle, every tissue, every cell, every molecule, every atom of your physical being and your spiritual being, seeing that white light energy moving downward past your shoulders, downwards towards your abdomen, towards your waist and hips, seeing this white light energy covering your thighs, the backs of your legs, down to your knees, covering your shins and your calves, downward towards your ankles, your heels and your toes, and down through the soles of your feet, and seeing that white light energy coming out through the bottoms of your feet and into the ground below. And you can see yourself doing this as a way of psychic shielding, or you can envision yourself being completely surrounded and immersed in this beautiful white ball of divine white light energy for your protection. And just seeing this ball as a bubble, as a deflector, keeping you safe and keeping you protected in this divine white light energy. You have to see it in your mind's eye, feel it, and believe it, and know that this psychic shield is working now. You can say a prayer or some sort of a mantra. What I like to say during this psychic shielding ritual is a little prayer that I picked up from Unity Church, and it goes like this. The light of God surrounds me. The love of God enfolds me. The power of God protects me. And the presence of God watches over me. Wherever I am, God is, and all is well. And that's it. That's all you have to do in terms of any kind of shielding psychically, just as a protector, just so that you know that you are safe. I was interviewed on a radio show a week ago, and we were talking about psychic shielding, and I made this offhanded comment that if you can see a psychic shield more like your energetic condom, and then the host of the show was like, oh, what? If you can see a psychic shield as your condom, keeping out all sorts of unwanted things, you won't have to get yourself into any trouble. Where did that come from? I think I was surprising myself when I said that. So before you get out of bed in the morning, before you take that first sip of coffee, shield yourself. Before you, or as you're getting into your car, and just before you turn the ignition keys, shield yourself. upon walking into your office space or your place of work or your school environment. Shield yourself. When you come home at night, shield yourself, because throughout the day you will pick up, or other people's energies can very well still latch onto you. So before you enter your house, shield yourself. And before you go to bed at night, just one more time, shield yourself psychically. And with psychic shielding, we set boundaries which keep out all those unwanted energies, especially from others. And simultaneously, shielding strengthens our own aura, keeping it safe, protected, and healthy. So, that's the art of psychic shielding. And if you have any questions about this particular topic or any topic that you hear on the Intuitive Guidance Psychic Podcast, feel free to send an email to podcast@intuitivedana.com. Alrighty then. Okay, we seem to have a reading request for... Oops, I have my papers mixed up here. A.N. A.N.'s date of birth is 9/9/1989. She is asking about M.H. Date of birth 8/4/1976. A.N. happens to be someone I've read for in the past. Something that I saw for her in terms of somebody that she would meet for, excuse me, a potential relationship has come to pass. And let me read to you a little bit about this in her, from her email. Dana, I hope you're doing well. In your last reading, you mentioned this guy. Time to pause. It seems like every year around this time, when I do a podcast, I get some sort of freaky cold. I'm sorry, I didn't want to, like, cough in your ear. Anyway, from A.N., she says, Dana, I hope you're doing well. In your last reading, you mentioned this guy who was to come into my life. And she describes what I told her. And a writer, someone who works with hands, hazel eyes, American, yada, yada, yada. Then she goes on to say, well, I think I have found him. A grad student at the school that she attends. He's incredibly warm. And that she recognized immediately who this person was when she met him, you know, based on what I told her in a private reading, so to speak. So her question is, what do you see coming up in this relationship? Is he my partner or soulmate for life? And this time I did read the email. Pardon me. So that's why I'm using her initials. I'm still here. I may have to drink some water again. My goodness. I do not like that. Okay. A.N., in terms of your question, is he your partner or soulmate for life? I'm getting that, at least as far as a relationship coming together between the two of you, in which there is camaraderie, in which there is some sort of mutual understanding, a deep sense of caring. Yes, I do get that. The thing that you must take into consideration with this young man, this MH, is that he either comes from wealth to some extent, or that he might be someone more materialistically minded than you are. I'm seeing you evolving as a spiritual being, which is great. MH, on the other hand, I believe that his goals are a bit more in the material than the spiritual. So in other words, what he does in terms of making a living has to be profitable. He has to make money. He has to make money. And I'm not saying that, you know, we shouldn't make money. I mean, of course we would like to make money. You know, that sustains our income. It sustains our way of living. But for him, that seems to be like his primary goal or his primary objective is making money, or at least proving that he has the capability to make money. And I see that he's a little bit older than you, so he has, I believe, some baggage, residual baggage from prior relationships that he needs to get through. I don't know if he's told you this already. Maybe he was previously married or some other type of former relationship. There's some residue there. But for the most part, I'm getting that he is warm, that he is caring, but things are going to move rather slowly. And there could be times in which you may not even be around him much at all for short periods of time. I'm seeing that he's constantly on the go. He's constantly just trying to make a name for himself in his line of work or in his field. So he surely has his eyes on the prize. But he is still looking for a soulmate, relationship, life partner, and all of that stuff. So it's no coincidence that what I picked up for you several months ago has come to fruition as far as you meeting this young man. But you're going to have to take it slowly with this guy and have no high expectations. You have to take it with him day by day, because another thing about MH here is that he is not the type of person who looks too far in advance. For him, if it's something that's going on right now, it's all about the now. It's all about what's going on at the moment, what he needs to do right now. He's not really thinking too far ahead. That doesn't mean that he's not trying to build his life around some sort of an agenda. You know, I believe he is motivated, but he's not looking for he's not trying to set himself based on future goals. He's basically doing what he needs to do right now. And see what happens around December. Around December 17th with this individual. There's a possibility that you could be meeting his family around this time, and you will get a better understanding of basically how he was raised, his mindset, and his quest for material success when you meet the family. That seems to be coming up around the middle of next month, around the third week or so of December. There's an opportunity for you to meet his family, I believe. At least his parents. And I don't know, they seem to come from either wealth or abundance or prosperity, which is always a good thing. I don't know if his family has a business that they've been running for ages, and he's like an heir to something, considering the family fortune or the family wealth. There could be some kind of heir. He could be some kind of heir to that. Just so that you know. But I believe you'll find out more about this as time moves along, especially during the third week or so of December. I don't know. It feels like you could be spending some time near water. Maybe like a little bit of a boating trip or something that you could be with this guy. Doesn't have to be sexual. well, I mean, not unless it's consensual between the two of you, but like a boating trip or something near water, again around the 17th of December. So, is he your partner's soulmate for life? Well, like I said, there seems to be some potential, but just get to know him a little bit better first. Find out more about his family. And just observe his patterns, observe his behaviors in terms of money or income. And just see how things go from there. I can't give you like a far out into the distant future prediction in terms of all of this, other than the fact that you're going to be meeting his family at some point, and that's going to give you a better idea just exactly where this man is coming from in terms of his mindset. But he's more material than spiritual, so keep that at the forefront of your mind, okay? And thank you, A.N., for your question. And if you out there would like to have your question answered for a free reading on the Intuitive Guidance Psychic Podcast, send first name, complete dates of birth, please, month, day, and year. If you're not comfortable submitting first names, you can suggest I use initials or anonymous. Please state that in the email. I made a boo-boo the last podcast, but at least I was able to use initials for the reading I just did. But please, you know, let me know what you want me to call you by or refer you or the other person to for the sake of privacy. And send it all to me via email to podcast@intuitivedana.com. And your one question, of course. My. Upcoming psychic events, which is what we're talking about next. This coming Wednesday, November 11th, from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern, I am conducting a one-hour teleseminar regarding chakra guidance for 2010 and how we can invoke the presence, or shall we say, how to better utilize the power of our chakras, the seven main chakra points, from the root all the way up to the crown, in terms of creating the best potential for the upcoming new year. How your root, how your sacral, how your solar plexus, how your heart, how your throat, how your third eye, and how your crown, all those main chakra points, and as well as your minor chakra points that we have a gazillion minor chakra points, how we can stimulate and activate and clear and utilize those chakras to create the very best, the very, very best for the upcoming new year. It's going to be a phenomenal one-hour seminar. It's from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time by telephone, not by Skype, not by internet. It's by a regular phone. You can use your cell phone, you can use your landline, you can use whatever. It is a regular phone conference. And there are some spots available, but not a lot. So if you're interested in this chakra guidance for 2010 teleseminar, you can visit NorthNYCLightworkers.net. NorthNYC, which stands for New York City, Lightworkers.net. It's a website I created for public events and seminars in which I am participating. And you'll find out more information about the chakra guidance for 2010 teleseminar. And you may also even get a free on-the-spot reading during the teleconference. So, as I said, there are very few spots remaining. I suggest that you, if you're interested in participating in this teleseminar, go to NorthNYCLightworkers.net and we'll convene on time Wednesday, November 11th from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Okay, and the next event is a week from tomorrow, actually, the third... Is it the third Sunday? Yeah, it is. Wow. Every third Sunday in New York, there is a gathering of like minds taking place at a real location in Upper Manhattan called the Spirit Gathering. And it feels like we just had one, but it was the fourth Sunday because the third Sunday was the New Life Expo. Okay, well, next Sunday, November 15th from 3 to 6 p.m. in New York City, in Upper Manhattan to be exact, is the November Spirit Gathering. And we had such a great time last month for the Spirit Gathering. We had a nice little get-together, and I took pictures. My friend Katie took pictures of those of us in attendance. We got together for a group shot, and when I looked at the pictures later on, there were orbs all over the place. There was an orb on my leg. If you don't know what orbs are, orbs are basically lights of energy that can only be detected by photograph or special photography or something. They're not visible to the naked eye, but if you take pictures, you can see orbs. There was an orb on my left. No, there was an orb on my right leg. Two other people who attended the gathering had orbs around them. One lady in particular was surrounded by her guides. But they were very faint because, you know, she's still struggling in a way with her spirituality. So once she's more comfortable and confident with who she is, her orbs will become brighter. Anyway, so we always have a good time. It's a free event. It's free. But you must RSVP. You must call to be placed on the list. Because if we do get full and you show up and there's no room, you may not be able to get in. So the best way to RSVP is by calling Katie. She is the hostess with the mostess, and her number is 212-567. 212-567-9688. 212-567-9688. And put your name down on the list for the November Spirit Gathering. It's taking place on November 15th, which is the third Sunday, from 3 to 6 p.m. And I would love to meet you there. Alrighty. Moving right along. I have a reading request for Beth. Date of birth 5/14/75. She was asking about her husband, born 11/14/67. Will I always be married to your husband? Yes. 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 First of all, you two are very compatible. Although sometimes with you, Beth, I have a feeling that sometimes you get bored rather easily. So you just need a little bit more stimulation in your relationship. David, I feel, is a good man. He's very thoughtful, very considerate. I believe that for the most part, he tries. He may not be perfect, but he definitely tries. Being that he is a water sign to your earth, he tries his best to nurture you, to fill your cup emotionally. But Beth, I'm wondering if at times you just need a little bit more excitement and stimulation rather than emotional fulfillment. because I get a feeling sometimes with you, Beth, my dear, you're hard to please. And I believe that sometimes David is wondering, am I making her happy? And Beth, woman to woman here, of course, I was beginning to wonder if in some strange way here, if there's some other energy around you, another male energy, who is considered a friend, so to speak, but there's some sort of fiery, intense passion here between you and this outside of your marriage friend, so to speak. this may be the reason why you're questioning if you're always going to still remain married to your current husband. If there is a case, if that is the case, in which there's someone else lurking in the background who is very pretty much a dynamo in his own right, someone who is a bit of a thrill seeker and a bit of a thrill seeker, you might want to be very careful in terms of boundaries, because if you become pulled in or you become drawn into this other person's energy, that could lead to some complications. So you have to be a little bit careful with that. But with David, I know that sometimes he's not the most exciting person in the world. But if anything, he's been rather loyal. Extremely loyal. And I know things have been rocky. I know it hasn't always been easy during this marriage. But at least both of you have tried to keep things solid. To keep things in a very loving and authentic place in terms of this marriage, as well as a sense of peace. So I guess my question to you is, Beth, what are you really seeking outside of the marriage? Or actually, what are you seeking within yourself? Are you easily bored? Are you restless? Are you looking for some sort of excitement here? Maybe it's not necessarily coming from the outside. It could be something that's within you. And that way, that can show you, there are many ways in which you can bring that stimulation into your own marriage, so you don't have to go outside of that to look for it, and then ending up with the consequences later on. There's a lot of healing here that has to be done, I feel, and whatever rifts have happened before seem to be, that has already been patched up, I believe. Just give the marriage a shot. I don't see any divorces. I don't see any separations. My only main concern is this outside energy who's been trying to get your attention, and or who may already have your, has your attention, and sorry, my grammar is being affected by my post-nasal drip. just be careful. Be very careful. Look within and find out what it is that you may be missing within yourself before you do something you may regret later on. But I do see you. I do see you remaining in this marriage despite any ups and downs. But your husband is a good man and has tried very hard to keep things in order. He can be a little bit mysterious from time to time. He has that secretive side to himself, but he hasn't really kept any secrets from you. He's basically more introverted, and I believe you like people who happen to be more extroverted. People who are like, hey, let's go out and party. So just take a look at yourself first on the inside before you do anything rash, and you might be sorry for it later. But I don't see this marriage collapsing. I don't see a divorce. I don't see anything negative in terms of that. And I hope I'm right. Okay? And Beth, thank you very much for your question. And again, if there is a question you would like to have me answer for you in terms of a free mini reading on the Intuitive Guidance Psychic Podcast, send first names or initials or say anonymous, your complete date of birth, month, day, and year, please, so that I know I'm picking up on your energy correctly. You have to specify month, day, and year, because I have a lot of listeners outside of the United States, and we here in the States, we go by month, day, and year, so you have to let me know that. And of course, your one question to podcast at intuitivedana.com. Please understand that I typically answer two questions per podcast, and the podcasts are twice a month. So it may take me a while to get to your question, but I will get to it. So You don't have to send it twice in the same month. You don't have to. I have not forgotten. I keep good track of all podcast questions that come in. And if I haven't gotten to yours by now, I will get to yours on an upcoming podcast. There's one more coming out just before Thanksgiving this month. So just be patient, and I will definitely get to your question. Okay. Now, today's closing message for this podcast has to do with education and your life purpose. What I did was I pulled a card from Doreen Virtue's messages from your angel's oracle card deck, and I got Maya, who talks about schooling and study and education can definitely help your life's purpose and personal growth at this time. The angels will guide you and help you with this process. So in this time of economic instability, we keep hearing stories on the news about layoffs, unemployment on the rise, people are having their work hours shortened or their pay cuts drastically severed in some way. I mean, their pay salaries cut, severed. And it's a scary, very nerve-wracking feeling out there right now. I believe the latest statistics show 16 million people out there are still looking for work. It's unfortunate, it's sad, it's frightening, but on the flip side, you also have a fair amount of people who were displaced from their jobs or employment, returning to school, being able to take classes through programs or short-term loans or grants to either finish up a four-year degree that they weren't able to complete before and they're finishing up now, or maybe a few of them have gone to college for the very first time. A few have even decided to go ahead and finally get a high school diploma or GED. And some people are going to school for totally different career paths, for jobs, for occupations different from what they had before. I mean, you have stockbrokers who are becoming acupuncturists. You have secretaries becoming Reiki masters. You have vice presidents becoming reflexologists. It's all towards advancing one's life purpose and personal growth by way of learning something new, some sort of education. So if you're in a position of feeling stuck right now, maybe you were recently let go or laid off, and you're sitting there looking through the want ads or the classifieds, and the jobs that you've always done just seem to be far and few in between, this may be a sign for you to do something different, to find out what really interests you, what is your passion, and being able to turn that into a potentially very rewarding and very profitable career. So don't get too hooked on the news with all the bad news and the horrible statistics. See this as a golden opportunity for you to learn something new and to make that your new career path. Especially in the holistic community, you can find holistic classes all over the place, homeopathic, holistic, that are not really expensive at all. You can get licenses, you can get certifications, you can become massage therapist, you can become reflexologist, you become a hypnotherapist, and you will see that this is going to be something that, you know, you're going to be the boss of your own company, your own practice. You can set your own hours, you can create a flexible schedule, You can work within your home, you can rent a small office, whatever the case is. Get your training, get your certificate, get your license, and go out there. Stop staying at home, watching the news, watching all the bad news. Don't look at those horrible daytime soaps or court TV shows. Go out there and get your education and redirect your life path or your career path, so to speak. Okay? And that is the message to you by way of the angels. So, this has been the November 7th Intuitive Guidance Psychic Podcast, and I am Dana Marie. As always, it's a pleasure. The next podcast will be in about 2 weeks. And if you would like to have more information about private sessions, either in person, by email, or by phone, feel free to visit my website, intuitivedana.com. That's www.intuitivedana.com. Oh, and one more thing. Yes, I was interviewed on a radio show last week, on Achieve Radio, actually, where I had a show for quite a while. If you go to Achieve Radio... Pardon me. I think I have to go to Rite Aid and get something. Ugh. Anyway, if you go to AchieveRadio.com and you click on one of their shows called, excuse me again, Super Psychic Radio. Super Psychic Radio, and you can download the archive from October 31st. I was, I did a 2-hour show there, interviewed by the host for the Halloween special, and that was fun! That was a lot of fun. Some strange stuff was happening, too, during that show. So if you go to AchieveRadio.com, and then you go to Super Psychic Radio, go to the October 31st archives, and that's my cue to wrap things up before I cough in your ear anymore, which is disgusting. And I do apologize. Please send me your healing vibes so I can get over this thing. So, until next time, peace, many blessings, and love and light to you. Namaste.